given the slide and everything that happened, how important is that coming out of the break, and especially now that you've been able to end?
Yeah, you're sitting back in the coach's office, and you know you got to get a payoff here soon, because the game in Carolina was right back to our November game and then some. But we're dealing with another problem, right? We got a big chunk of guys out of our lineup. So it almost felt like you want to be. It's tough. You got to be careful as a coach. You're selling the same idea over and over, and the result's not there. So we'll give credit to the leadership in the room of keeping them on task and keeping them doing it. I mean, they knew it. They knew, especially after the Boston game, that was played with all the right emotion, the right effort, and it was closer to playoff hockey in terms of all things, how it feels on the bench, you know, the intensity level of the game. So, but you need to win a game. So now it's two really heavy games, so we kept the minutes guys off the ice today. The guys who didn't play a lot of minutes wouldn't have touched the puck a lot, and they're coming off a 7-day block. We got those guys out. So now we can kind of go forward, and it's almost like a, you know, fairly close to a 9-week playoff feel for your group, also in terms of recovery, not just the games, what happens in between games. So we went 18 minutes of touching pucks with the guys who didn't play a whole lot. The other guys got any kind of medical treatment that they needed, and then it's about rest. So they'll come back tomorrow. We'll try to go as fast as we can, but it won't be a heavy practice. It won't be a grinding practice, with the idea we got to bring all of that for Nashville.
You know, in the second half of the season, when teams, like if you look at Columbus and Colorado last year, I mean, they're the eighth place teams in both conferences, but they end up going into the playoffs based on how they've played, right, that playoff style, and they win,
right,
the series.
Right.
So there is a benefit, like, because it seems like that sort of hockey playing style would be also fatiguing at the same time.
Right. So there's a truth to that. So that goes to what we talked about in our room today, is how to make sure you value recovery. And I'm not talking about, well, we just don't come to the rink and practice. I mean that you get up and you eat, and then you do the work that you need to do, and you eat again, and you get all the right rest, because it's a heavy toll on the body, but in so many ways it is an easier thing to mentally process. We're just going to go out. I know this sounds cliche, but you just work as hard as you can. And if I'm a fan sitting at home and go, well, when do you not try to work as hard as you can? There's a different style to it, right? You're grinding on all these pucks. It's really not about offense or, you know, who's feeling it, who's making plays. That's just the get your chance, like Jack did, knock it down just out of his glove and put it in. It's those kind of goals that we'll start to see more and more of. But the first part of your question is right. You know, those teams got to the playoffs playing playoff hockey. So it was just the next game 3 days later when they opened the series. There wasn't any change with what they had been doing.
You know, these tight games, Paul, one power play goal can really, you know, change the outcome.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, but more so than just the obvious wins and losses end of it, I mean, what would one power play goal, either it's bounced and in five times off somebody's pants or it's a tic-tac-toe thing, what would that do for the positivity of your club right now?
So I'm not worried about it yet. You worry about your power play when something dramatically changes on what they're doing that's out of structure. So they lose their confidence and now it looks really slow. So there's not even real chances, right? You've seen, or even when your penalty kill's real good, you shut them down at the blue line four times and they don't even get any structure time in zone. The opposite has happened to us, you know, especially the last game, the Bruin game. It's about as right as it's going to get other than scoring goals. So there's three things that happen on a power play, right? You go out and score goals. You go out, you don't score, but you don't lose momentum. And that's where I feel we're at. And the third one is you got a problem with your confidence and you're losing momentum because you're not scoring. You go out, you don't get any shots, nothing good happens. And then your next fight, you've got arguably your five most skilled guys as the five most frustrated players on the bench, and it bleeds into the 5-on-5 game and it's no good, right? It really affects your game. I don't think we're even close to that. I think we're right in the middle. We are generating offense, and Mark felt he had close to five that he could have put in the Boston game. Patty had three, so it's in the. We're not losing momentum, but when you put it into the context of one goal means everything at this time of year, and it will for the next 4 months in the NHL, you know, you're gonna need it to get hot for you at some point.
Just a comment, quick on, you know, Blake talked about how important a guy like Jack can be down the stretch, and I'm just wondering what is, you know, for you right now, what's his progress like, and certainly his association with Andrew right now, and what they're doing together?
Well, just look at, go back to last year to where he is today. So it's fourth line minutes. He's a skilled guy. There's not a lot of ice time for him there. We have people playing ahead of him. Due to injury and other things, he ends up playing with Nick and Blake, and it's really good for a while. And a lot of it is speed and skill, and they're moving the puck, and then it goes bad on us. Like, it got to the point where he was having a very difficult time moving the puck, staying intensity in games. And they were almost also in a checking role, because when Adam went out and Brian's out, things changed. So I was looking for a line that I could play against the other team's best, so it didn't have to be Mark's line all the time. And they're still developing wingers on that line, and Mark as well. So when you get moved him, what we're looking for, like, there's a big difference between his Boston game and his St. Louis game, and it's got nothing to do with the goals, right? It has to do with the engagement in the game, and that's really the young man's challenge, not just Jack, all young players. Like, you stay engaged every shift. The puck's in our end, you got to block a shot. You got to battle something out of the wall. Like, you are an engaged player for your whatever you play, 15 to 22 minutes, and young players don't do that. Right, they're still in that perimeter. I'm kind of in the game, I'm out of the game. I'll judge my game on how I feel moving the puck, how my feet. I had good legs tonight. I moved the puck. But the more veteran player is not judging his game on that. It's those guys are just driving in each shift, and they're waiting for something to break for them. And when it does, they're looking to finish. So I thought that would be how we would describe Jack games against St. Louis, but that's not how we would have described his game against Boston, and actually quite a few leading into the break. There was some tough hockey for him. He moves to a different line. Andrew is a very easy player to read off, and he's also very, very reliable. I'm going to lie, but playing in the three hole, you play in a different set of competition, except we got into that game last night, and based on the way they had started their lines, I was playing him against Shen. So I'm not saying you got to play in the three all night, but when you're playing that well, we'll move you up and play against better players because your game is right. But when you're just going through it, when you're just playing, you're going to play a different set of defensemen. It's a different line. So the cost of you maybe not being right on every shift isn't as high, and you might get a little more, right? You're going to get a little, and then your confidence builds. So he went 19 games, I think, with one goal. Now he's got four in recent memory, so his confidence is starting to come.
Jack's game compared all to Patrick's maybe last year, and not because of the, like, not to take the shot away.
Yeah.
Why you would keep Patrick maybe up in the lineup more than Jack?
I would equate him more to somewhere between Kyle Connor and Nick Ehlers. Kyle Connor, in terms of game engagement, and that's why Kyle didn't start here right out of the gate. He went to the American League to learn that. And you watch his game engagement now. Like, he is in the D zone, he pushes the point. He's trying to battle pucks on the wall. He forechecks. He's completely engaged in all parts of the game. So Jack's learning to do that. And then the offensive side, more like Nicky. Patty's a unique player, right? It's a completely different style of game, but more like Nicky in that. When Nick Ehlers first came in, 1-4, you're going, oh my God, this kid's amazing, right? Blinding speed, just incredible hands. And then the other three, you wouldn't notice him as much. And so Jack's dealing with that as well, too. It's all about engagement every shift, every game.